Cereal, it's the best material. Cereal, it's so tasty.
That's beautiful.
Did you write this?
I didn't write this, but this is... I used to think Let It Be was the most beautiful song ever. This is the most beautiful song.
Can I tell you how much I love cereal?
Yeah.
It's perfect. Sometimes when you want a little sweet something before you go to bed,
yep.
And there are no cookies in the house, nothing better than a bowl of cereal.
Get some Cookie Crisp cereal, Wendy.
You have been eating cereal quite a long time.
Yeah, forever.
And you have never put milk in it?
No.
Ever?
Nope. I don't believe in it.
How many boxes do you have in your house at any time? Do you usually have a few? Or?
Between 6 and 8, I would say.
Really? Different cereals?
Yeah.
What kind do you have in your cupboard right now?
There's Count Chocula.
It's like going to the author's bookshelf.
Most of them now, I hate to say, are healthier cereals, but there's always still one or two what would be called kid cereals because those are better.
I like Golden Grahams.
Yeah. Those are really good.
I really like Special K pecan and cinnamon. That's on your healthier side.
Right.
But man, Lucky Charms.
So good.
Oh, totally good. We have a cereal mixologist on. Ed Herman is with us. Ed, we all love cereal, but I don't think we all love cereal as much as you do.
Well, I don't want to, maybe you do, probably not. I've been eating cereal. Obviously, it's one of those great foods, like you say, you started in childhood. And you keep it your whole life. It's a nostalgic feeling. I know for me, I eat certain cereals and it brings me right back to being a kid.
Ed, for the most part, when I was a kid, I made my cereal choice based on what toy was buried in the bottom of the cereal.
Yeah, and that's something. And now there are no more toys and cereal.
It's not fair.
The cereal is the prize.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So your video has gone viral on YouTube. It's Ed versus Cereal, and you are an attorney by trade at Brown and Crouppen in St. Louis, Missouri. But you are also a cereal mixologist, and what piqued my curiosity is there's a system to it where you can actually have layers of cereal. I never thought to do this.
Well, and I was shocked because it's been a big hit on YouTube with about almost 250,000 views, but it's been viewed on Facebook over 1 million times already. And a lot of the comments that I've gotten were for people that had never even thought about mixing their cereals.
Now, Bill's mom used to go ahead and explain.
When I was a kid, we had so many boxes of cereal, Ed, and they would get down to where there was almost no cereal in the box. There'd be 10% left in almost every box.
Yes.
So she would just condense them all into one big giant Tupperware container that had 6 or 7 or 8 kinds, and it was fantastic.
If you happened on the right combination, it probably would be.
Yeah.
But there seems to be more thought that goes into it, which Ed does. There are layers. Like I learned when you're layering something, a good base cereal, is that the sweetest one?
No, the base cereal is usually your plain cereal.
All right.
Like that's that basic. Think of a Cheerio. A cornflake, a Rice Krispie.
Special
and,
K.
And right, a Special K, Wheaties, Product 19, for those who remember Product 19, which was a delicious base cereal.
Yeah.
Corn Chex, Rice Chex. Even regular Life, not Cinnamon Life, but regular Life would be considered a base cereal.
Like would you say like an oatier cereal like that?
A plainer one.
Yeah.
Just a
plain grain.
Okay.
It could be a corn, could be an oat, could be a rice.
All right.
You have your milk influencers, and these are sweet cereals that will change the milk.
Mm-hmm.
So all of your chocolate cereals, your Cocoa Puffs, your Count Chocolas, your Cocoa Pebbles, your Cocoa Krispies, and then your fruit cereals, your Trix, your Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, stuff like that.
We're getting
idea.
There's a lot of text coming in. What about Dig'em Smacks?
I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the old they used to call them Sugar Smacks. Those are delightful.
You guys just found two friends. You guys should be friends, by the way. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Well, go ahead.
No. But that's the beauty of cereal. It brings, in an otherwise rough world, it brings people together.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Buckwheats?
Yeah.
Well, Buckwheats were sort of like a non-sweetened version of a Sugar Smack. You had a puffed wheat, right? Yeah.
No, yeah. I thought it was a flake with a little bit of like maple syrup on it. That's what I remember Buckwheats being.
Really? I don't know.
I don't know those.
It might have been regional. I don't remember any Buckwheats.
Oh.
But I'm sure it was good. I mean, that's the beauty of cereal is that you're getting a combination of things that are very pleasurable. You're getting a little sweet. You're getting a crunch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are so many aspects of it that scratch you right where you itch.
and the key, Ed, is the layering, right? Is putting them in the right places.
Right.
That's the key to this.
And that's the thing, is I tell people, figure out which of the cereals you're using is going to have the biggest influence on the milk.
Oh.
And you put that in first, because that's where the milk is going to collect. So if you are using a cocoa pebble, you definitely want to layer that on the bottom, because you want the milk. If you're using a cocoa pebble, it's because you want the milk to change to that delicious chocolatey milk that it gets from a cocoa pebble.
Yeah.
And then I'll usually go with sort of the base in the middle, and then maybe go back to the sweet on top. So, you know, you get that on those early bites. You definitely want that in the early bites. And then some of the ones I do will have three cereals in it. I did one actually a little earlier today where I took a Corn Chex, mixed it with the peanut butter Captain Crunch,
yeah,
and Cocoa Pebbles, which to me creates not only a better chocolate peanut butter combination, but the different textures make it that much more delicious than, say, just getting a Reese's Puff cereal, which proclaims to do it all in one shot. It really doesn't.
Could I suggest something to you based on that theory? Take the peanut butter crunch, Captain Crunch, and add the crunch berries, because then you're getting like a peanut butter and jelly combination, which is very good.
Yeah, I think that, yes. And I think if you were going to do that, you want to use the Oops All Berries.
Yes.
As opposed to the Captain Crunch.
Yes. 100% right.
I think that's a great combination.
Oh, that's
right
so
there.
Good.
All right, I don't like my foods to mix. I like to section off my foods, and I kind of don't like my cereals to mix. I can't imagine having a fruit with something else.
It works, though.
Well, but think of it like this. I mean, some people will put fruit in their cereal, sliced banana, occasionally sliced strawberry.
Yep.
We're getting you there. That's going to be step one in getting you comfortable with the notion of a fruit taste with something else. And a lot of the companies now are starting to make cereals that are sort of already mixed. You're seeing Lucky Charms with flakes instead of with the normal pieces. So they're even starting to play a little bit.
Yeah.
They'll bring you along. I mean, you know, I talk in the video about Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries as being a cereal that you don't have to mix with anything, because they've kind of already done it for you. They took their base Captain Crunch, they added, you know, the Crunch Berries, and kind of took the work out of it for you. So have you ever, I mean, I'm assuming you've eaten that.
That's one of my favorites.
Sure.
Although I haven't had it in years.
Oh, it's so
I
good.
Know, but see, that's the point is you don't think of that as a mix, because that's the cereal, but it really is a mix.
Ed,
so we can get you there.
Can I ask a favor, Ed?
Sure.
I know you're an attorney. Can you represent me in anything I'm ever needing an attorney for the rest of my life, please?
And you get the point, because I don't know if you checked out the rest of the channel. In addition to the cereal video,
yeah,
you know, I've done one on the movie Home Alone and one on the movie The Dark Knight.
Yeah,
as a lawyer looking at those films and seeing it from a little different perspective, I've got a new one coming out at the on February 1st, Ed versus Candy, which I think if you're a food lover and you feel, you know, like you know candy or you're nostalgic about candy, I think that one's going to be popular. But it's all part, if you don't mind me plugging how people can find these videos, if they go to getbctv.com, it will take you right to the YouTube channel. You can watch all of my videos, plus, our firm has put out a bunch of other, and they're all entertaining. They, you know, some of them maybe have a little tie to the law, but it's really just designed to draw some attention, to entertain, to get people familiar with us as people, you know, relatable people with just normal people living out there. I mean, I am a lawyer, but that's not all I am.
Right.
You know, I'm very passionate about a lot of other things and things that people can connect with. I just shot this last week. I've got one that's going to come out the end of March on airplanes, which I think has got a lot of funny stuff. And also one about how to take a nap.
Oh.
You would think that people would just know, but I talk about the different types of naps. And how to get a really good one.
Is it possible, I know they say you should only sleep like 20 minutes is the perfect nap. Why can't you take a two-hour nap? That's what I like.
No. Yes, and you're 100% right. And, you know, that 20-minute nap, the so-called power nap, I dismiss it in the video very quickly as total nonsense. I believe that is a conspiracy that is generated by the non-nappers in this world that don't want to see the rest of us get rest. You know, because I say in the video, I say there's two types of people in this world.
Yeah.
Those who take naps and those who ruin naps. And you're one or you're the other, and you don't want to be around those people. You want to surround yourself with people like yourself.
This is nappers. Perfect. Ed Herman is our guest. We will continue this conversation in just a moment. Stick around. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN.
All right, I cannot believe all the texts we are getting about cereal. One that I would love to discuss with our guest, Ed Herman, partner at Brown and Crouppen in St. Louis, Missouri. Do you have, like, are you also the cereal king, a cereal mixologist? Do you have a title?
Well, I you know, I like, you know, I don't have to throw around titles, but yeah, they will say I'm a licensed cereal mixologist.
licensed by whom?
You know. Well, it's a self-licensing, you know, which is the easiest way to get a license.
Well, someone texted in, did you guys see the chocolate Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries that is out now for Valentine's Day?
I did, and I'm withholding judgment, but I'm nervous because one of my tenets of cereal law is to not mix a chocolate cereal with a fruity cereal because they fight over control over the milk.
Ah.
And so I somebody sent me a picture of that, and I told them, I said, I will try it before I go out there and make an opinion on it. I also noticed there's another new cereal that my wife just brought into the house, that Nilla wafers, you know, those cookies?
Sure.
That people, they're delicious, and they will make banana pudding with them. And sort of layer those things. Well, there's now a Nilla wafer banana pudding cereal. And I have it on tap for Saturday morning's breakfast because I will only eat cereal on the weekends.
Is that true?
It is, because I know that it's probably going to be the thing that kills me, and because it's not particularly good for you. And so I limit it to weekends only. Now, bear in mind, I eat a portion large enough to have sustained me for an entire week.
It was always, Ed, on Saturday mornings, it was always good if cartoons were on. The cereal made the cartoons more enjoyable, and the cartoons made the cereal more delicious. I can't explain why it just did.
And, you know, when I was a kid, I don't know, I'm sure it was like this with you, but reading the cereal box, I read more cereal boxes than books by a long, like by a mile.
Yep.
You know, oh my God!
I knew the word riboflavin before I knew almost any other word.
But see, that's such a great idea. They for the novels the kids have to read in high school, like put To Kill a Mockingbird on a cereal box, and kids will read it.
At least, put like the first chapter on, get them hooked, and then hopefully, you know, they'll either buy the book or maybe the next box of cereal could have the next chapter. I think it's a great idea.
I still have Monkees and Archie's records that I got off the backs of cereal boxes.
Sugar, sugar.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
All right.
That's going back.
Ed, before we put you on, I like to make fun of Bill because he does not eat his cereal with milk. And I don't understand that's such a marriage that goes together, milk and cereal. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, obviously, it was designed to go with milk. However, it is a delicious snack food, and you know, there are certain cereals I even talk about in the video that you never should put milk in. Things like Honeycomb, I think, just works better as a snacking cereal. Cookie Crisp, I think, works better as a snacking cereal. You know, it's odd, but you know, I know a lot of people that are lactose intolerant, and they don't, you know, they don't have it with milk. And you know, a lot of people, the other thing people do is use it as an ice cream topping.
Ah.
I'm thinking of doing a video where I match up, you know, depending on the ice cream flavor, the perfect cereal to use as a topping, because I think I have some expertise there.
What would be the, which, give us the cereal that comes to mind immediately when you think that's perfect on ice cream?
Well, I think, you know, Fruity Pebbles is the perfect, is a great topping. It's great for something like strawberry ice cream where you're already going to get the good strawberry, but to have the extra fruit on top and the crunch, I love having that kind of crunch on something. So that's a good one. I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch on plain vanilla ice cream is, I mean, if you were making an apple pie and you were going to put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on it, why not put some Cinnamon Toast Crunch on the whole thing? It's going to work with the apple pie and the ice cream.
I like that idea.
Ed, complete this.
Next level thinking.
Complete the sentence. Honey comes big. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something small.
It's not small. No. Honeycomb's right.
And they are big.
They're huge.
Wagon wheel. I mean, remember they used to hold it up to their eyeball in the commercial?
Yes.
And you could see that it was bigger than their eyeball? That's why it's a great snacking cereal, because you can just sort of do one at a time you eat the whole box.
You know what I noticed in every commercial for kids' cereal when I was a kid? It was about somebody stealing another person's cereal. Every single one.
Right. That's true. Fred and Barney
were trying to enjoy Pebbles. Barney was stealing
and
Fred's.
The Trix Rabbit was always the
Tricks
kids
are for
were
kids.
Trying to steal it.
Always after me, Lucky Charms. They were trying to steal cereal. Cereal's only $1.
The Crunchberry.
Cereal's a couple dollars. Don't steal somebody's cereal. Just buy it.
Yeah.
It's better.
Well, I think the idea is that it's so good that it would take a normally law-abiding citizen.
Right.
And it crosses them over to the other side, you know, because that's how good it is.
If you need an attorney and you're in the St. Louis area, Ed Herman.
Yeah, we're Kansas City. We do that. And we do Illinois. And we're licensed in Illinois.
All right. Ed Herman, a partner at Brown & Crouppen. And if you want to just escape from all the crap that's going on in the world, watch his videos. I'm loving the Ed versus Cereal. And again, it's getbctv.com.
Right, getbctv.com, and that'll take you right to the channel. And then just hit subscribe. This way, as our new stuff comes out, you'll automatically get a little alert that says, hey, they posted a new one.
I don't remember F. Lee Bailey doing cereal videos or Alan Dershowitz, but yours are very enjoyable. Please keep doing them.
Yeah, hey, just because they didn't think of it. You
right.
know, that's the only difference there.
So true.
I'll tell you what, I did click on the subscribe button, but can we subscribe to have you on when you release new videos? Because you're really a pleasure to talk to.
Oh, well, that would be great. That would be a pleasure on my end. Anytime.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you. Hang on.
And if you have an email address that you can give me off air, I will send you a preview link to my candy video so that you can watch it before it even goes public on February 1st.
We'd love that.
All right. You'd love that because I don't know anyone in the world who loves candy more than my partner, Bill.
I'm so in.
There you go. Well, I want to hear your feedback. I don't know if it's any good.
Thank you, Ed.
Hang on, Ed, and Jasmine, get his information, because I don't know. He just cracked me up. I loved watching it, and now I'd love to hear his theories on napping and airplanes. It's so mean out there. It's such an escape.
I just want to point out one quick text, Wendy. We got dozens and dozens and dozens of texts about various cereals. One person says, please mention Fruit Brute. That was my favorite. Fruit Brute was the Shemp of the cereal monsters. And that's kind of true, because we all knew Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry. Shemp didn't get his due. But then there was a fifth cereal monster. Do you remember the fifth one? This one's really obscure. They only had it for a little while. Yummy Mummy, which was a banana-flavored cereal, was only out for a couple of years.
Was it not good?
Banana doesn't always translate to artificial flavoring.
Those banana now and laters were pretty great. Didn't taste like a banana.
Didn't taste anything like a banana. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe all these crazy texts. And, Bill, someone has sent something for you, but you don't drink milk at all, do you?
No.
Because this is a cereal bowl called the O-Bowl. You have cereal. It's like a yin and yang sign bowl. And the cereal goes on one side, milk goes on the other, so you can just take a spoonful of dry cereal, and dip it in the milk, and then eat it.
I've seen that in stores, sure.
Crazy things going on in this world.
We will take a break. We'll get you some news. And then Ed Farmer of the Chicago White Sox joins us to talk about Sox Fest. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.